This is Stan Lee's front door. We were on Stan Lee's curb, then we were on Stan Lee's walk, and now we're at Stan Lee's front door.
Yep.
Oh, Lord, you just rang Stan Lee's doorbell. It's Stan Lee's house. We're about to go in and have milk and cookies with Stan Lee.
Okay, sweetie, I don't know if we're gonna have cookies or he's just gonna say hi or really what's gonna happen, so just let me talk and...
Yeah.
Are you Stan Lee?
Oh, damn.
Hi, I'm Penny. This is my friend Sheldon.
We're not friends at the moment. Depends on how this goes.
Right. Anyway, Sheldon here is a huge fan of yours, and he was supposed to meet you the other day at the comic book store, but he kind of ended up in jail.
I see. And you thought you'd just come over to my house uninvited?
You said we were invited.
Oh, no. I said I'm inviting you to come with me to Stan Lee's house.
You know, you fanboys are unbelievable. Do you think you can just ring my doorbell anytime you want? I mean, why don't you just come on in and watch the Lakers game with me?
Well, I'm not much of a sports fan, but thank you.
Sorry, he doesn't really understand sarcasm.
Well, I'll give him something he'll understand. Joni, call the police!
Nice to meet you.
Fantastic Four, Daredevil, Invincible Iron Man, Happy Hogan, Kurt Connors.
You just let it go!
And worst of all, Finn Fang Foom.
Hey, where you been?
I'll tell you where I've been. You boys may have had gelato with Stan Lee and gotten autographed comics, but I saw the inside of his house and got an autographed application for a restraining order.
Sweet.
Plus, I get to hang out with him again at the hearing. This is going to look great hanging next to my restraining order from Leonard Nimoy.
A new episode of CS.